Case number 12724, Glenn, Brandon, and Jamie Fleming seek a special use exception to operate a commercial dog kennel on a property of less than 5 acres and variances from the 200-foot required distance from any lot line. Sections 11520, 11523, and 115210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on Woodpecker Road, approximately 479 feet from Old Carriage Road. The 911 address is currently not available. The zoning district is AR1, the tax parcel is District 531, map 14, parcel 31. This case was left open at the August 1st, 2022 hearing for the applicant to submit a site plan and to allow for any comments specific to that submitted site plan. And that should be in your packet as well.
And I note that, yep, we've got that in the packet, but I also note that Mr. Hastings and Dr. Carson, I don't believe either of you were present at that meeting. Have either of you had a chance to review the record and listen to the testimony from the hearing that night?
I have not listened to the testimony.
I have listened to the testimony.
So we will have Mr. Hastings, you'll be recusing yourself from this one, and Dr. Carson, you'll be prepared to participate.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'll have you sworn in. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jamie Fleming, 4217 Woodpecker Road, Seaford, Kelvin, 19973.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
So we left this open for a site plan.
Correct.
Do you care to explain that or bring us up to speed on that?
I did have someone come out do the site plan. I submitted it last week or the week before to the office. Mm-hmm. Just waiting to see if we still can meet all the variances that are required due to the fact that I'm under the 5 acre minimum. So okay. Everything seemed to look good on it.
Questions from the board? Mr. Sharp?
Just a couple. Looking at your plan that was dated August the 26th of this year, mm-hmm. There are two sheds and a proposed dog kennel, but it was unclear to me. It almost looks like the dog kennel overlaps with some of the existing wood shed.
All it is a lead-to.
Okay.
With wood underneath for the fireplace.
Okay, so that shed's going to remain.
Well, we can move it. It's just basically, literally, you can walk right through it, and it just keeps our firewood from getting wet.
Okay. So that shed is not part of the kennel?
No.
Okay. How about the other shed?
That is a storage shed right now.
So the only structure that we're looking at then as far as the variance request, mm-hmm. is the actual dog kennel.
Correct.
Ms. Norwood, have you calculated what the variances would be needed for that?
We have
based on the site plan.
A 40-foot variance from the, I think it's the north property line, from the 200-foot. Then there is a 14.3-foot variance required from the west side of the property, 190.5 feet from the south side property line. And there's also a 5.5-foot side yard for the building or kennel, proposed kennel, that's 9.5 feet from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement.
Now, we have not advertised for that, as I see. I think it's just for the variances from the distance from any lot line.
I don't see it listed separately, but
I don't know if it needs that because mm-hmm. it's technically doing it from the side yard's kind of the lot line. So I don't know if it seems like it would encompass that. I don't know if that variance is required.
Oh, gotcha. That makes sense.
Only other questions I had was it appears I presume that the way this would be accessed is off of that. Is there a driveway off of Woodpecker Road? Is that how it would be accessed?
Straight to the house, and then it also goes to the left of the garage. and back to the, what we call, whole building that's behind the garage. So there is a driveway that goes completely back that way.
And I remember you had indicated there was going to be a dumpster that would be used for fecal matter or whatnot. Do you know where that's going to be located?
It could be, honestly, I didn't look into that. All I wanted to make sure is that I could get it, but since I didn't need it yet, but I can definitely...
I presume it would be located near or adjacent to the kennel?
Yes, it would be on the left side of what we call the pole building or the garage, right next to, but not directly next to the kennel.
All right. Thank you. Those are the only questions I had, Mr. Chairman.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12724, Glenn Brandon and Jamie Fleming?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12724 for Glenn Brandon and Jamie Fleming and entertain a motion.
I just remind the board again, there are two different components to this with both the special use exception and the variances.
We could table it. You guys need more time?
If you decide to do that, I know we'll be back here next Monday. I'm not sure if we have enough time to put it on the agenda. That would maybe depend on how late we're here, but for notice purposes.
Question for Mr. Sharp. This special use exemption, is that limited to 5 years? Is that?
I believe it's what they've asked for.
It was mentioned.
It was a temporary special use exception, 5 year maximum.
Okay, maximum 5 years. And that's because the property is less than 5 acres.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case 12724 for the requested special use exception for a period of 5 years. I did listen to the case. It's a matter of proximity and the word substantially in the requirement for a special use exception. I think the standard has been met, and so I'd make their motion to approve the special use exception, and then would you, I also intend to
request approval of the variance, do you want them in the same motion or two separate?
You could, or if you wanted to separate, that's fine as well. Also, and if you wanted any conditions on your approvals as well.
The, for the special use exception will be a limited of 5 years. Regarding the variance, I would also make a motion to approve the variance as described and advertised. I think that the property does have unique physical conditions, and that the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Okay. We have a motion.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
While I would support the special use exception, I don't think the uniqueness of the property qualifies this for a variance, so I vote nay.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So with a vote of 3-1, your case is approved.